I'm very happy now to welcome Niels Hansen, James Stewart, Colon Studi, Vince Tompkins, Josh Tompkins, who are all members of the original teen comedy troupe Clown Patrol, and their director, Rima Miller. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So you are doing, the group of you is doing a performance this Saturday, the 12th of December, at Yoga Moves Studio at 825 Early Street. Actually, there's going to be a couple of performances, 5:30 and 6:30, because it's already so popular. Rima, how did this group start?
This group started from a summer program, and we just continued. I teach physical comedy and clowning during the summer. I teach a camp. And many of the children just wanted to continue. And some of these kids have been with me since before they were teenagers.
And so the two of you, for example, you just got into clowning through going to camp?
Yeah. It was a summer program, like a two-week thing. And it was just so much fun that we kept doing it throughout.
Is it clowning in the sense of putting on clown costumes and things like that?
No, it's more just like physical and improv clowning.
Yeah, just going out there and doing what we do best, just making stuff up and making people laugh.
Yep.
So it's a boys' thing. Is that right, Rima? Or did you have girls in it? Did you have girls in it as well?
Yes, we had girls in it for many years also, and at puberty, some of the girls dropped out, and so I decided that it would be great to have a boys' clown patrol and just have boys and not invite girls anymore. So as they've matured, they've really become the teen boys' clown patrol, and I will not invite girls into this particular troupe anymore because they're so creative on their own.
Very interesting. Well, I was hoping that you guys would put a little bit of your work on the radio right now. Do you have anything prepared from your performance that's going to be happening this Saturday night?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Howdy, Mr. W.
Well, hey there, Billy.
Wow, that's a nice colored lawn you have.
Thank you.
Well, here's your mail. You have a nice day now.
You too, Billy.
Howdy, Mr. X. Nice day, isn't it?
Today sucks.
Oh, well, here's your mail.
Yeah, get off my property.
But don't you want your mail?
I don't need your mail. Your mail's junk. Garbage, that's what it is.
Good morning, Mr. Y. Wow, are those clownfish in your pond? Oh, let me see if I have any mail for them today. Nope, no mail for them, but here's your mail, Mr. Y. You'll win that lawn competition for sure.
Meeper.
Good morning, Mr. Z.
Hello, Billy.
Your lawn sure is looking quite unique today.
Why, thank you. I watered it with the blood of children that lied to their parents. Did you lie to your parents?
Here's your mail. You have a nice day now. You'll win that competition for sure.
Okay, there we have a little taste of the Clown Patrol. It's an original teen comedy troupe that is going to be performing this coming Saturday, the 12th. of December at Yoga Moves, which is at 825 Early Street in Santa Fe. You can call 989-1072 for reservations. I would like to know, what is actually involved in training people to do physical comedy, learning to do physical comedy?
A lot of bruising. A lot of bruising. And plus, it's sort of, you got to make everything more elaborate than it really needs to be, so it's funnier that way.
Exaggeration,
yeah. So, like, just simple tasks like just mowing the lawn are just completely blown out of proportion, or something goes horribly wrong, and you've got to make it, it just goes downhill from there. And you got to just play that all out with your body as well as your voice.
And it's always, I would imagine, for you, Rima Miller, as director, there's always the question is it funny when they do it that way? And you have to stand aside and see whether it's funny, goofy, ridiculous,
Well, the key to comedy is timing. So they can do an action, and they can splat themselves against the wall, and it may not work. But if it's in relationship to something else and the timing works, and that's where I come in to help them work with timing. Fortunately, these guys have had a lot of experience with doing this for many years. So they have more innate comic timing at this point. But no, we definitely work on slapstick. We work on falls.
What is slapstick? Like, how would you describe or define slapstick?
The old version of slapstick is, let's say there's a scene and one person gets angry at the other and he throws a punch to his best buddy, and his best buddy ducks, and he ends up hitting the chair, which knocks on the floor, which rolls to the ground and bumps the table, which comes back up and hits himself on the butt.
It sounds like an old Rube Goldberg cartoon.
Exactly. And so we do these elaborate kinds of crazy physical moments.
And so the timing and the precision of those things, you have to practice, I would think, a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. Or else it's just genuinely not funny. And being in the comedy group that we're in, we kind of want to be funny.
Yes, I would think so.
Our whole purpose.
This is actually their third show. Their third original show. The first show was The Return of the Hillbilly Vampire, which was extremely physical. A lot of running around and chasing and dying. Dramatic deaths are a lot of fun. And their second one was
absolutely ridiculous. It was the, what was it?
The Jamaican Me Crazy.
The Jamaican Me Crazy Park. It was just, it was a lot of movement and a lot of timing, and it took forever just to get right down. But came out all perfectly and a lot of laughs, so that's all that really mattered to us.
Niels Hansen, James Stewart, Colin Studi, Vince Tompkins, Josh Tompkins, director Rima Miller. Anything else before we go, gentlemen?
We'd just like to say we all homies here. And we'd love for you guys to come and see our show. It's a laugh riot, and it'll just be a great time for everybody.
Totally. Yep.
There we have it. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.